This is A-State Connections on KASU. I'm Jonathan Reeves. You see them on A-State Game Days. The Arkansas State University cheerleaders and dance team, they make up the Spirit Squad at A-State. They do so much more besides game day appearances, including public appearances, showing up to meet students at local schools, and of course a lot of practicing for the upcoming national competitions that will take place in the spring. And yes, they also attend class as well. Well, there's a lot to do, and one person leads it all. Director of Spirit Programs and head coach at Arkansas State University is Paige Pauley. She tells when she came to Arkansas State in this interview.
I started August 19th, 2013, so I guess 6 years going on seventh season.
Okay.
Something along those lines, if my math is right.
What brought you to Arkansas State?
This career. I've always been so passionate about cheer and dance and just spirit programs, especially at Division I universities, from the game day to the competitive side. And whenever I decided to kind of reroute what I was doing right after I graduated, this opportunity came up, and it was something that I knew I was being led to do, and was very excited to take the opportunity at the age of 23, which is really young, so I was very excited about that.
Tell us about what it is that got you first interested in dance, cheer, and kind of the things that you do now.
Well, I've been doing a lot of that since I was very, very young. So I started with the whole Pee Wee Pop Warner leagues with cheerleading, and then just growing up, I was a part of my middle school team, high school squad. We won state a couple times. Cheered at the University of Missouri for 4 years. I was part of the Chiefs cheerleading training team, which is very dance-based. I did dance when I was young, kind of growing up, but ended up taking softball cheerleading route. But, you know, it's been a part of my life for so long. And, you know, being able to connect with the students that are a part of the program and to get to kind of show what they're capable of. We get a lot of support here, and so it just makes everything even more fun. So whenever the opportunity arose that I was able to not only coach, and I did coach a high school team for a little bit, but not only coach, but to help, you know, with game day environment and watch these athletes grow from a freshman in college to graduating to moving on, I just knew it was something I wanted to do. And I've definitely grown since I started from when I was 23. I've changed a lot of things myself, but it's been just a fun journey overall. I wouldn't change it.
How has it changed you?
Oh my gosh. I was talking to probably my mom and dad the other day, and just like I said, I started when I was 23, and at that time, you know, we had some people on the squad that were 21, 22. I was only a year or two older than a lot of them. And so finding a connection when you're that close in age, you want to say, oh, it's, you know, it's great. You're close in age. You have a lot of similarities, and there were, but there almost were too many similarities to where finding the balance between being a coach and have, you know, being the authoritative figure to finding the balance from, you know, their friends, making them happy at the same time. Sorry, I know y'all are sitting in here. But it's like, as I've grown and gotten older, one, I'm way more empathetic than I used to be. You know, I grew up in a little bit different time too, to where, I mean, it was, you know, get up, get your stuff done. And we keep that with our program. But I've grown to empathize more with what people are having going on in their life. You know, I just think of the things that they go through now and just kind of understand, have more of an understanding heart than even when I first started. I was very, very strict when I first started. And a lot of it was because the program was changing and evolving, and we had to set some new boundaries. And that's always hard. And since we've grown and evolved, a lot of our current athletes, you know, already kind of know what the expectations are. So it just makes everything easy for everybody. Everyone knows what's expected, and we can kind of have even a little more fun now. So it's, I've grown a lot as a person. I've learned a lot, right, and have made changes. So
people may not realize all the evolutions that have been going on.
Yes.
You know, people may not realize all that. They see, you know, football and basketball and all that. You know, cheer and dance are so integral parts,
oh, yes,
of the sports program. In fact, they are their own separate sport and all that.
Oh yeah.
So tell us a little bit about that, how, you know, about that evolution, and you will, and how you've been kind of adapting and changing as things have been going along over the past couple of years.
Oh, yeah. You know, when I started, the programs were very, very established. I mean, there were just some changes that we wanted to make. And, you know, sitting down and talking with Terry in my interview and kind of going through that process, I came from the University of Missouri, which is an SEC school now, was Big 12 whenever I was cheering, but kind of having this expectation of what I would have wanted to see from the squad. It was different, you know, and change for anyone is always hard, but, you know, kind of starting to set those boundaries. And, you know, I had to do a lot of research too. I'm not an alumni from Arkansas State. I am now that I have my master's, but I wasn't an undergrad alum. And so reaching out to a lot of the alumni and the people that were before me, and they really helped with the transition. So we took some from what they did. We took some kind of from from what I experienced, and then we just kind of made this big picture that we wanted when it came to game day performances, to sideline presence, to collegiate image, to even now national. So it's just all different pieces have kind of grown, and it takes time, and it took time, but I tell the squads a lot, you know, I forget that I've been here for so long that even the seniors, I'm like, y'all, this is, you know, this is kind of where we were our first year. Think about where we've come in 5 or 6 years. I mean, it's crazy to watch just kind of the evolution and the change.
And how have you, I mean, by way of that change in that, I know you've been excited about the changes.
Yes.
I mean, when you think about when you started in 2013 to now, huge changes have taken place.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. A lot of changes. You know, I think the first, when I first started, there were some things we needed to change just with game day. From sideline presence, and I know people might not understand what that means, but when we say sideline presence, it's our role is to get fans engaged, and we're there for entertainment. We're there to continue the spirit, literally, at games and sporting events, but also in the community. We've done, I always tell people we have three roles. One, supporting our university and our sporting events. The other is community events and being in the, you know, community service events, public appearances. And our third is nationals and the competitive aspect of it. And all three are equally important. And just our volume, and I was having a conversation with Matt Huckabee the other day about this. He's my supervisor, immediate supervisor. You know, our volume of how we even are in a presence in the community is crazy. We're in the community a lot. And I try to think back of even whenever I was cheering at Mizzou, and even at Mizzou, we were nowhere near as involved in the community as the squad is now here at A-State. I mean, it's wild. And so it's great to be able to connect with the community. And we even do a lot in that aspect. And then game day was always our number one priority that we needed to adjust at that time. You know, we wanted to make sure we were looking alike on the sidelines, you know, how do we rally? How do we stand? You know, what kind of skills are we going to throw? What are we going to do pregame? And at that time, dance wasn't doing pregame with the band or halftime. And so we've even begun a whole relationship with the Sound of the Natural State, and we work together on other things as well, which I think is also really important. You know, cheer and dance weren't competing at that time. And so even just hopping in with the competitive program and not starting from scratch, but essentially that first time you go to nationals when you haven't been in almost 3 decades, it's almost starting from scratch. I mean, just the evolution of cheer and dance over those years has grown so much. And being able to work a score sheet and, you know, see what the judges want. A lot of things are subjective, but you've got to be able to be smart and work a score sheet and go from there. And so we're really excited for nationals.
So let's talk about the national part of that.
Yes.
You all started in
So dance had started in 2014. Mm-hmm. I want to say, I think that's correct. And then cheer had actually competed in the late 80s, and then they kind of took a hiatus for a while. So hopping back in, we did not compete my first year, but we did go back my second year, which was the 2014-2015 season. You know, it was a growing year. It was great for them. You know, as a coach, you can say a lot of things, but until experience is huge. So until we got the athletes to competition and to nationals and they got to see the environment, it really lit a fire under them. And you know, we got 26. Cheer got 26 out of 26 their first year. The second year we came back, we got 9th. And so that big jump is huge and should be recognized. And since then, cheer has been ranked in the top 10 since we've been competing. Now, cheer just kind of branded our nationals process, and we're going to a different nationals competition, which is in Daytona, mm-hmm. which where dance is going to as well. So when dance first started, dance had never competed at all before. So that really was, you know, building something from the ground up that hasn't happened. You know, the first year dance was here, we only had nine or 10 on the dance team, and now we have almost 20. And so doubling in numbers in this short amount of time, you know, finding what works for us, what doesn't, what style we like, what we don't. But dance is also a lot harder because it's very subjective. It's what do the judges this year like? And
right.
You can have teams that compete with the same song, and it comes down to first and second. That happened a few years ago with the two squads, and it comes down to who likes it more. We've made some changes this year, really excited for dance. Our first year going to NDA, which is the same competition cheer goes to in Daytona, they did make finals, and our biggest goal is making finals and continuing to grow. And we've got choreographers coming in from Florida. We have two ladies coming in from Florida. So we're really excited to get that journey started with dance this year too.
Fantastic. So how do you prepare for a national competition?
Woo. Well, everything really, whenever I tell the athletes, you know, when tryouts and auditions start in April, they're kind of off season is May, really, and then we start practices in June and July. Now, and camp is usually in July or August. summer, our biggest focus is game day, preparing for that first football game. But it's Nationals is always in the back of our minds. You know, we need to kind of see who works well with who, what skills do people have, you know, are people making the changes we're asking. So it's never like a Nationals tryout, but it's just watching the athletes throughout that process. And then like dance does a lot of different dances during games. And so that's kind of a good time to watch them and see how they react to those things. We also have technique with the dancers. The cheerleaders have tumbling once a week. They all have a workout once a week as well with our strength coaches, which that staff has been great in helping us and treating us like we're athletes, which that's always a great feeling. But once we announce the Nationals team, we pretty much let them prepare before we announce the Nationals team from April until we announce it in November this year. And once we announce the national squad from there, you know, we tell everyone no matter where you are, whether you're an alternate, whether you're on the floor, everyone is an important piece to the entire progress, the process, literally everything. It doesn't matter where you are. As long as you're there willing to work, helping out, whether you're another eye, you're on the floor doing the skills. And once we kind of start, we announce the team, we start having more technique at practice. Cheer just had their first big Nationals practice a few weeks ago, starting to find groups. And then we learn choreography. And then it's practice three times a week with a workout. We will have two-a-days. We'll have practices over the winter break as well. They will always be home for the holidays. We will have a little bit of a break at the end of December. Sure. Nationals for cheer will be their choreography will be taught in beginning of January, and then practice 2 days over spring break, and then we pretty much load the bus and head to Daytona.
Paige Pauly joining me here on A-State Connections on KASU. I know we're going to be talking to some of the cheerleaders you brought your seniors in.
Yes.
With dance and cheer coming up here in a future episode. But one thing I wanted to ask you about, you said the numbers have been growing, and that's fantastic in that regard. And that's really a good sign of the growth that's taking place when you're able to see more people who are saying, hey, we want to be involved in cheer, be involved in dance, tryouts. You have more and more people. That's a good sign for you.
Oh, it is. And we have fall and spring recruiting clinics. We host one in the fall for cheer, one in the fall for dance. Same for the spring. Numbers were so large with the cheer recruiting clinic that we almost have to put a cap on it. And dance had the largest numbers that they've ever had at the recruiting clinic. So the fact that people are even looking at our program already just speaks volumes. We have a lot of people that message us on our social media, which that's the day we live in. People send messages via social media asking about the cheer and dance program all the time. We put ourselves out there a lot too. You know, cheer attended a combine that was hosted in Conway this year, had about five other schools. We were able to talk to a lot of recruits there and juniors and seniors in high school. We brought a big group. We're looking at a dance combine we might be going to somewhere in Tennessee. That'll be in February. So I just got the information from that. So we are putting ourselves out there and getting our entire program well known in all aspects. And I always tell recruits and I tell people, if you're looking for a school that offers not only a great game day atmosphere, a Division I school, but also the competition part, we're really the only one in Arkansas that can offer that. You know, we compete Division I A, so we compete against the best of the best. And then we have a great game day environment. So we're the only school in Arkansas that offers both of those for our athletes, and we want them to be able to experience both things because both are just important.
And I think that's one of the things people may not realize. Mm-hmm. I mean, they see you all, obviously, with game days and stuff like that. Y'all do a fantastic job on game
days.
We
love game day.
But absolutely. But you may not they may not realize just how much work the ladies go through by way of the competitions and doing all that stuff.
Yes.
On top of that, you have schoolwork and everything else. I mean, the ladies are extremely busy.
They are. Our guys and girls are awesome, and they're always so positive too, and not even outside. So a normal week for us will be, you know, we have practice Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, and then they have two required workouts. One will be with our strength coaches, and then one is with skills, whether you're cheering, you're doing tumbling, dance, you're doing technique. But then on top of that, at one point, you know, last month we had volleyball, men's and women's basketball, football, all collided in a recruiting clinic, practice, all collided in 1 week. So they had something every single day, almost for 14 days straight. And that is a lot for them. You know, they are not on full ride scholarship. They are, we have a lot of nursing, communication majors, you know, PT majors, pre-med majors. I mean, it's wild. And the fact that they can handle it with grace, you know, I really try to give them their schedule as early as possible. I know I say December is pending, but that's kind of out of our control. But, you know, I try to give them a schedule as early as possible. Sometimes public appearances come up, but out of the 63 that we have, you know, with cheer, dance, mascot, and the coaching staff, we're able to find someone to do something, and they're always willing to help out anyway. But yeah, I mean, they are – busy bees. People always ask when our off season is, and I'm like, we really don't have one necessarily. If I were to say, like I said, May is like their one time where they don't have to be here, but we have appearances year round, and we've done a few hundred appearances already, so it's pretty wild.
Fantastic, and thank you for your correction, because you do have important guys that are in there as well, guys and girls.
Yes.
So thank you for the correction.
Yes,
on
we
that.
Have. Oh yes, of course, our guys are. Rock stars.
Yeah, fantastic. So tell us about, and I know that one of the things that's really, really awesome is being able to get younger children involved in this and all that. So y'all go to the schools and be able to help in that too?
We do. Oh my gosh, majority of our appearances are at elementary school. So we do, you know, a lot of things. We have some alumni that are teachers at different schools around town. And so they'll reach out to me and we'll send some cheerleaders and dancers and mascot out there for pep rallies. We've done a handful of pep rallies this year. But that's, we love getting involved with the school. We do a lot of things for the younger kids. So we did a big spirit day this year, which was really exciting. We brought in high school kids and middle school kids, and even little tater tots, little tidbits came and performed at halftime of our football game. We had almost 150 perform, which is the biggest number we've had. So even getting the young ones on campus and getting to experience our game day, and it was during homecoming, so it was a perfect game that they got to perform. And it's great just to get the young ones on campus so they can start loving the Red Wolves as much as we do.
And I tell you, recently at a men's basketball game, you had the cheer and dance performing together, and it was phenomenal.
Thank you. We've been getting a lot of compliments on it.
And how do you blend those together?
Well, one thing is nice is that I oversee both. So I'm like, okay, I know we're doing this for dance. Where's cheer going to stand? Okay, cheer's doing this. Where's dance going to be? So I'm kind of like pre-making it in my mind.
Sure.
But kind of long story short, I work for a cheerleading company over the summer, and I do college camps. And so I go around and teach college camps and represent A-State as a part of college staff, which is really awesome. There are thousands of staffers with this company, and you know, only about 30 of us get selected for that. And I've been on that for about 9 or 10 years. And we perform a huge demo before every camp. Well, that's the demo that I have a video and we have the music. And, you know, a few of our senior dancers, they each learned a part. There's a jazz part, a palm and a hip hop. Each one taught to the squad, each different section. And then I knew what the dance choreography was. So then I was able to choreograph cheer on the back end and make sure we weren't going to collide. But we did two combined performances. And the first one, there was some like, someone's going to get hit. Someone's probably going to get rocked. So just mark everything. So we went through that first mark, made some changes to make sure no one was going to be hit. If you even watched the video, you see me telling cheer, like, just scoot back. Like, make sure we scoot back. Just so dance has room in the front, too. And so making sure no one's colliding. But I think that's the fun part. The first practice that we put both of them together is kind of like a big, like, okay, we were here. Like, let's get it together. No one got hit. Let's make an adjustment. And then the first time they go full out, it's always just so fun to see, you know, 55, 58 people on the floor on only 9 panels doing a huge performance. And there's never a dead space. So, you know, we got a lot of compliments on that. It was the routine this year we thought was super fun. You know, it was themed around The Greatest Show. And They don't know this yet, but I was thinking about maybe doing it again for spring, one of the basketball games in spring, maybe during like the Pac Pride game when SAB announces that game, and doing it again since it's already choreographed. And everyone seemed to really like it. So I was really proud of him. It was a good routine.
Fantastic. I'd love to be able to get you back, you know, next year as you'll get closer to going to nationals.
Oh, yeah.
I think it'd be great to be able to just kind of give another update on what's going on.
Oh, yeah. So. We love to update everyone with everything.
And then as Director of Spirit Programs and Head Coach at Arkansas State University, Paige Polly. Over the next couple of weeks, we'll talk to seniors on both the cheer and dance teams and learn more about them. And you can keep listening and get more information on our website at kasu.org. For KASU, I'm Jonathan Reeves.